It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, May 8th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English historian Edward Gibbon, born in 1737 at Putney in Surrey. Considered the supreme historian of the Enlightenment, he is best known as the author of the monumental Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, often considered the greatest historical work written in English. His father was a wealthy Tory member of Parliament who went into seclusion and left his son to the care of an aunt. Gibbon was a sickly child, and his education at Westminster and at Oxford was irregular. According to Gibbon's own explanation, he was too bashful to spend his time in taverns, but his studies ended anyway after just 1 year when he was expelled for turning to Roman Catholicism, a decision that was undoubtedly directed against one of his intellectually lazy Anglican college tutors. In 1753, he was sent by his father to Switzerland. There he boarded with a Calvinist pastor and scholar who was very demanding in his teaching, and Gibbon rejoined the Anglican fold. In Lausanne, he fell in love with Suzanne Cuchot. However, their relationship was ended by his father, and Gibbon remained unmarried for the rest of his life. Before 1763, he had considered various subjects as potentially worthy of a major historical work, the life of Sir Walter Raleigh, the history of Switzerland, and several others. However, he felt that he had nothing original to say about Elizabethan politics, and he couldn't read German. In 1764, he visited Rome and was inspired to write the history of the city from the death of Marcus Aurelius to the year 1453. After his father died, Gibbon found himself in some difficulties, but he was able to settle in London to proceed with his great work. The first volume appeared in 1776, with a certain amount of criticism for his treatment of the rise of Christianity and the actions of the early church fathers. By then, Gibbon had become a deist, and religion did not have a special sanctity for him. But Christianity did have a special role in the fall of the Roman Empire. He wrote, "The church and even the state were distracted by religious factions, whose conflicts were sometimes bloody and always implacable. The attention of the emperors was diverted from camps to synods, and the Roman world was oppressed by a new species of tyranny, as the persecuted sects became the secret enemies of the state." Between 1774 and 1783, he sat in the House of Commons and became a Lord Commissioner of Trade and Plantations, partly because he was considered a nuisance as a politician. In 1774, he was elected to Samuel Johnson's Dining Club, a literary discussion group that also included such luminaries as painter Joshua Reynolds, politician Edmund Burke, and poet and playwright Oliver Goldsmith. The last three volumes of The Decline and Fall were published in 1788. The book was a bestseller and offered the reading public a vivid narrative of the past instead of the usual antiquarian chronicle. In his later years, he had gained a great deal of weight, and his health was declining. Late in 1793, he suddenly returned to England from Switzerland. The journey aggravated his ailments, and he died early the next year in a house in St. James's Street in London. He was only 56 years old. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 8th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.